Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Season 4, Chapter 5, Mishnah 8. Hey, Chet, talking about 7 again, my favorite number. Shiva Mimne Paranios Batin La'olam Al Shiva Gufri Avira. Also, a heads up, we're going to take a brief hiatus over Pesach and then God willing come back and try to make it through around mid-May, where we're hoping to finish Season 4. There are 7 different types of suffering that come to the world for 7 different types of sin. If some separate tithes and some do not, there's famine caused by drought. Some will starve and some will have food. Some will be hungry, some will be satisfied. If everyone decides not to separate tithes, there is famine caused by upheaval and drought. If they decide not to separate chal, there is famine caused by total drought. Dever bala olamal misas ha'umurs v'tor shalo nimsru. The Bezdin, pestilence comes to the world because of death penalties ordained by the Torah that were not carried out by Bezdin, while Parashivas because of improper use of the fruits of the sabbatical year. Cherav bala olam al inoy hadin vel ivos hadin vel hamorim ba Torah kalo shalom kahalacha. Sword comes to the world because of delaying judgment and perverting justice and because of those who interpret the Torah not in keeping with halacha. So we should make sure to do what we can in our daily lives to uphold the Torah in its mitzvos, its asays and los asays, and to avoid avers as much as we can. We don't want any time of punishment coming to the world, definitely not on our own account, definitely not for other people's accounts. If we can make sure to do our part, to do our dalat amos, to take care of our side, hopefully such things will never come. Making sure to give that tzedakah when you get the check right away. Making sure to help others, to help the poor, to help those around us right when we can. Taking off challah if you're making challah right away. And making sure to ensure that there's justice and peace in the land. And making sure that it's upholded in the right way. And making sure that the Torah is expounded and we go according to what the rabbis tell us. Not trying to forge our own way without the mentors and the guides along the way. Let's see what Rabbi Yonah says. There's a famine caused by drought. This is famine that results when seasonal rain falls are withheld. Some starve and some have food. This is punishment meted out measure for measure, mida kenegan mida. Some separate the tithe and some do not, so some will starve and some will not. If everyone doesn't tithe, they decided that no one should separate tithe, and famine caused by upheaval and drought comes. This is a famine that results from war and other disasters that afflict mankind. In these troubled times, people are unable to work the land. God strikes them with upheaval and everyone lacks food. This is also punishment meted out measure for measure. No one separated tithe, so no one has food. If they didn't do challah, no one is separating tithes and no one is separating challah. Famine by drought, this means a year with absolutely no rainfall at all, and your heavens that are over your head will be copper. The land beneath you will be iron. God will make the rain of your land dust and dirt. From heaven it will descend upon you until you are destroyed. That comes from Devarim. Their numerous sins result in severe punishment. Pestilence comes because of death penalties ordained by the Torah that were not carried out by Bezdin. This pestilence may be kares, excision or death at the hands of heaven. Improper use of fruit, they did not remove them from the house at the end of the season or they traded in them. This is forbidden because the Torah says that these fruits are to eat, which implies and not for trade. Sword because of delaying judgment, this means that Bezdin delayed ruling on a case even though the correct ruling was clear to them. Perverting justice, that means finding the guilty innocent or the innocent guilty. And because of those who interpret the Torah not in keeping with halacha. Examples of this are a student who is not competent to issue a ruling but does so, or one who is competent but rules against halacha. They are both included in this definition. We should make sure when looking at those around us, when involving those around us, to make sure as much as we can to get others to adhere to halacha, to make ourselves adhere to halacha. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, we're all liable for one another. We're all in it together. If someone's drilling a hole under his seat in the boat, which is the Jewish people, everyone's affected. You can't say it's my seat, it's my hole, it won't hurt anybody. We're all connected. We're all in it together. Everyone should be together. Everyone should be with each other and be in it together, in it to win it, to make sure that we all do the Torah, the mitzvahs and the chesed and Torah learning as much as we can, avoiding the avera so that we wouldn't have to say things, God forbid. Join us next time as we talk about wild animals coming to the world here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.